I consider the Point 4 program top flight thinking in American foreign policy. And I say that for two reasons. First, because at long last we have developed a typically American program which utilizes the greatest resource that the United States has, the know-how, the technical proficiency, which can make goods cheaper, make more of them, make them better than any other organized society has ever developed in all history. And second, because here in this program is a real answer to communism. This program answers the requirement of the people of the world who cry for bread. And has been so truly pointed out, two-thirds of the people of the world have incomes of such a character that they're on a near famine level almost all the time. And here is a program which the United States has devised to deliver the goods to these people, to at last give them an opportunity by the development of their own capabilities, by the development of their own resources, to get their own answer in economic well-being. Secondly, I think that it's very important to emphasize that this is not a short-term program. It's not a European recovery program. It's not an assistance program in terms of giving food to people who need it very badly. Rather, this is a long-term effort on the part of the United States to build up the underdeveloped areas of the world and therefore the great areas of the world which have resources which all the people in those areas as well as the people in other areas of the world should at long last enjoy. It's nothing but developing the benefit of all the fruits which we already have. Now, the attitude of the people of the United States, as so many have read in the world, has gradually been that there must be at some time an end to the expenditure of vast billions of dollars which come out of a pocketbook on the part of the people of the United States, which certainly is not limitless. There at some time had to be an end to these expenditures. And as is so well known in the world, we're spending $17 billion until 1952 in the European Recovery Program. We've spent tens of billions of other dollars since the war ended on relief and rehabilitation. All the American people have done cheerfully, but always in the knowledge that at some point there must be an end. But if we're to have a real answer to the totalitarian ideology, which is communism, that end must only be when the free peoples of the world have been given the ability to maintain themselves. And not only to maintain themselves in an ordinary way, but to maintain themselves in that way which the riches of the machine age at long last has made possible. And here in this Point 4 program, the United States proposes to lend for the benefit of the people of the world American brains, the most priceless commodity that we have, in order to enable the peoples of the world to really recover and rehabilitate themselves and their own economies and to develop the vast resources which the free world has and which can put it on an infinitely higher standard of living than it enjoys today. Now, one thing we must bear in mind, and we must bear in mind very clearly. This is a program which assures peace, and it's a program which definitely answers any idea that the United States is imperialistic or is dollar chasing or is seeking to control other nations, and for this reason. Here, for the first time in all history, is a nation which says we are the world leaders. The way we will exercise our world leadership is by making the standard of living of other peoples in the world much better than it is today, which we are sure in turn will make our own standard of living better and more secure. Heretofore, those who have led the world, all nations from Greece, from ancient Greece, and the nations before that on, who have led the world, have always lived off the world. They've always fed on the world, whether it was by colonial administration or by straight exploitation or by slavery or whatever form it took, these leader nations have lived off the world. Here, for the first time, is a momentous new development in the foreign policy, not only of the United States, but of the world. Here, at last, is a nation which says, we will come to the world and improve the whole world, make the whole world richer, a better place to live, give people more things to eat, more things to wear, better places to live, out of their own resources, out of their own resources, and do that because that is the most constructive world leadership. We will not live off the world. We will live with the world. We will live better, and the whole world will live better.